Hey everybody. This week we're doing a rejection reflection. These are shorter, thank you for saying no interviews. They're 10 minutes or less and impromptu with people who have an inspiring thank you for saying no moment. That means we record these episodes anywhere and everywhere. We hope it inspires you and helps you start your day off on a positive note.
Hey everybody, it's Kenya, and this is the Thank You for Saying No podcast, where we find meaning in life's unexpected turns.
Hey everybody, I'm here with Santiago. Thank you so much for coming on these short little interviews with me. So tell us about a time you were told no, said no, or a situation didn't work out, and how you're thankful for that because of what it taught you or what it led you to.
So I'll talk about my podcasting journey. I started this with a group of guys, a group of us, and it was about five of us. And the no that I received was from the person that primarily got us involved in all of this, that no, he didn't no longer want to do it. And he was the one that got me to buy in. I'm a audio engineer, show production, even telecommunications in my real life. And then my partner is also an audio engineer, one of the other partners. So we were like, okay, like you pulled us in to do this because I hate, my time is not, you know, it's very valuable. I charge for it hourly, you know what I mean? And I'm not cheap. And I was involved and he said no. And another partner said no. And I had to make a decision. And the decision that I made with my other partner, other co-founder was, yes, let's do this. This is our calling. This is what we spent all this money for college for. And I'm tired of making other people millions. I'm tired of it. So that was my yes to it. And ever since then, I've been having a ball. 7 years in, and I got notoriety. People are knocking on my door. So this is the beginning stages of the entrepreneur life that I chose. Like, yeah. Okay, the business is now having business.
Yeah. So it's like what could have been just the end of the thing, because the person who wanted you to start the podcast was like, you know what, I'm actually out. You decided to take it and run with it and make it into this great thing that you're super passionate about and you're really making a difference in.
Yeah, we are making a hell of a difference. We have people that join the show. They'll sit in the audience when we do in studio, and it'll be young folk. You know, people will invite somebody young that they know always, because the experience that we have in our studio is amazing. To believe that two guys have, you know, have put this together, and then one of them have built this in a basement of a house.
Nice.
It doesn't look like a basement of a house. You watch it. You know what I mean?
And what's your show called and what's it about?
All Gas No Breaks podcast. We interview entrepreneurs, content creators, and businesses in the Washington, D.C. metro area, the DMV, D.C.,
area.
Maryland, and Virginia, as well as Baltimore.
Nice. Yeah. So as the listeners know, I really wanted to work in Washington, D.C. And I, after law school, and I got rejected from every single place that I applied to, either rejected or just no, nothing. And so I ended up moving back to California. But after every rejection I got, I told myself, you know, one day I'll be glad this didn't work out.
Right.
I'll be saying thank you for saying no. And that's actually what led me to start my podcast. Thank you for saying no.
I am very excited about your podcast. I watch it. I've watched it from the beginning.
Thank you.
I love being a part of the beginning of things. And I feel like this is what podcasting is all about.
Yeah.
And to watch what you've been doing and you're excelling. You got your own t-shirt.
Yeah.
Your branding. So, yeah, we're currently speaking to people that want us to brand. And I didn't, you know, for me, I wanted the business to occur. So I have a business degree and I want that business to occur. I'm tired of using my capital.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to have a conversation with you and we'll dream this up together and we partner in this together. But you paid me.
Yeah. It's been really cool to watch your podcast grow.
Thank you.
So you guys, I met Santiago a year ago, actually, because I met you at the conference exactly a year ago in Las Vegas.
Exactly a year ago, yeah.
So it's been awesome to see how your podcast has grown and transformed. And I'm so glad you could be a part of my journey, too.
I texted you about this. I said, hey, look, I'm going to be in LA. I got to get on your show. Yeah.
And we're doing it. Thanks so much for sharing with us today. It was
appreciate
awesome.
It. Thank you.
Follow and subscribe to the Thank You for Saying No podcast, and you'll get every episode as soon as it's released.